Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is 7:22, the time of the week when we chat with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
So, obviously, one of the big stories this week was the shooting of the National Guard members. One of them is dead. The other one is in critical condition. This person who's the suspect came to the United States through a program that President Biden had in place to, I guess, thank Afghans who had helped out during the struggle there. And then this person kind of went nuts, as President Trump put it, or hadn't been seen in a couple months. Seems like maybe there was some mental unwellness going on. But the bigger point is now the president is going to crack down on immigration from poorer countries and certain aspects of that. I just want to get your thoughts on this. Let me start with you, Michael.
Well, I think it speaks to the inhumanity of this president, that he's using this particular thing to, you know, go after third world countries. What does that even mean? Who, you know, how does that even define? And who gets to decide what's a third world country? Number one. Number two, it's just it's fanning the flames of this larger conversation or whatever we're doing in this country right now, which I believe to be unsafe. And isn't helpful. And the president's language, I think, is just throwing gasoline on the fire.
John?
Well, the guy here in this particular case was fully vetted by the CIA, by the State Department. He had been trained and helpful to the U.S. military, and he came to the country with hundreds and hundreds of other Afghans who had been supportive of our effort there, and apparently he went nuts. You know, this was not a systemic failure by any means. It was a guy that was thoroughly vetted, and I think to cast a broad cloth over all people that come to this country does a disservice to the country, and I hate to see it.
Well, let me follow up with you on another topic where President Trump, I don't know if this is getting enough attention, but what he's doing in Venezuela, the possibility of having a war with Venezuela. I mean, what do you think about that, John?
Well, let's start with Maduro as a bad dictator, a bad leader for the country. I'm in concert with Donald Trump on that issue. As it relates to what they're doing with bombing these boats and the so-called narco-terrorists, I don't think that comports with U.S. law. It certainly doesn't comport with international law. It certainly doesn't comport with the Geneva Accords. And, if action is to be taken against Venezuela, the president needs to go to Congress, present a rationale, get congressional authorization, and then proceed. That's not happening here. And I think it sets a very dangerous and bad precedent for the country.
Was President Trump in his first term like this, where he's just taking these executive powers to the nth degree? I don't recall it being this extreme.
No. In fact, he had, if you go back and look at that cabinet from 2017, it was an impressive group of leaders. And to a certain extent, I think they held him in check. None of that is present in this second term. And if you go down the line from the cabinet members, I mean, the one person we might have thought would be some kind of a check was Marco Rubio, and that's been a complete failure.
Michael, the ultimate check on a Republican president would be the Democratic Party. So where do you stand on what the Democrats are doing right now?
Well, right now they're irrelevant and won't be relevant until after the November election. So they have to continue to be the voice of opposition and hope that some Republicans get out of the trance that Donald Trump seems to have on their party and bring some rational thought to the table. I kind of agree with almost everything John said, but none of this really should be a surprise, Scott. During the campaign, we heard about Project 2025. And President Trump said, no, I have nothing to do with it. Don't even know what it is. But if you look at it, he's executing it to a T. And part of Project 2025 hugely relied on trying to challenge and use the executive authority to the nth degree, even to the point of going to the courts. And that's exactly what we're living through. We're watching a president trying to take this imperial-like presidency to a whole new level.
What's your confidence level that the Democrats will take over enough seats to gain back power in the midterms next year?
Almost 100%. Donald Trump's as unpopular as we've ever seen him. He's got popularity in some polls lower than Joe Biden ever was. History shows that the Democrats will win. You couple that with the fact that the redistricting plan that the president's tried to execute in many red states is now backfiring, but it's going forward in the blue states. I expect it not only to be a win, but a considerable one, and the Democrats will have control of the House, and then we will finally have a true check on this presidency.
Briefly, John, do you agree?
Well, I certainly agree that the House is going to go Democrat. The Senate's a little dicier for them, and it's going to really come down to who wins some of these party nominations in the primaries to see. But, I mean, I think the chances that the Democrats have a massive midterm are pretty high.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks, guys.
See you now.
You bet.
Total Information AM Sunday rolls on at 7:29. Good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.